Top Line.
We check the tech inside HGTV's 2014 smart home.
From HGTV's Going Yard, Chris Lampton takes us on a tour of the supremely styled, environmentally low-impact, high-tech home. From footings to flowers on the table, we get an inside look.
An HGTV Design Star winner, host of Most Embarrassing Rooms in America, super designer Tiffany Brooks jumps in to talk smart home, smart design, and smart living.
From home theaters to sweet storage spaces to easy living, technology is best when it's beautiful.
Click yes. It all happens right now on My Fix It Up Life.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by seeing red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
And we are talking about getting smart today.
And we're talking with a guy who's from New England who will get this when I say wicked smart. Chris Lampton, HGTV's Going Yard, and host of HGTV's Smart Home Show.
How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. And now, did your IQ go up a little higher when you are co-hosting the Smart Home?
Oh, man, I love it. Well, they kept yelling at me because I was like, oh, like, welcome to HGTV Smart Home. And they're like, no, don't talk Boston.
Smart.
I'm serious. Did you really just slip into it?
Oh, you know, Mark, when you start talking smart, you have to concentrate to say smart if you're from around here.
Oh.
Otherwise, you just start saying smart, and you don't even realize it.
Now, the Smart Home is in Nashville this year, and, you know, that is Tennessee where your wife is from, right?
Yeah, and she actually got to be a part of it with me. So she came down, and she was on the Smart Home with me a few times, and it's great because I love Tennessee, and more importantly, I love Nashville. What an awesome town.
We're excited because we're going to actually get to go there for the Healthy Homes Conference that's coming up in May, at the end of May. And everyone listening, you have to go check it out because if you're interested in Healthy Homes, this is a conference you definitely want to go to.
Well, that's going to be a great conference because it's the end of May, so you have the Healthy Homes Conference. Plus, you can actually have a sneak peek of the HGTV Smart Home. So it's like, and you're in Nashville, so you'll probably just run into Miranda Lambert because, you know, that's what you do there. Because
that's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to end up being discovered. I think you should just walk around town with a guitar on you and just somebody will discover you.
Well, no, because the sad part is that in the HGTV Smart Home basement, there's, like, guitars and amps and, like, your own stage, and I have probably about 1% musical talent in me, and it's not good at all.
So of the 1%, 0% of that is good?
Exactly.
So you co-hosted, though, and the special is going to air on April 18th, I think, on HGTV. You co-hosted with Tiffany Brooks. Now, how was that? Now, how much musical talent does she have?
She's got some rhythm. We performed on the stage, not only in the HGTV Smart Home, but also we did a field trip to the Bluebird Cafe, which is, you know, a world famous place where all these musicians start out at. And so we got to go to the Bluebird Cafe together and watch this amazing show. And then afterwards, you know, the two of us had to go up on stage because, you know, you're at the Bluebird Cafe. Why wouldn't you do it? And you know, she's actually got some talent. She can sing and dance, and, you know, me, I was like a backup dancer. I was terrible.
Were you bringing out, like, the sprinkler and the shopping cart and all those kinds of moves?
I was trying to do all my go-to, you know, middle school, high school moves. You know, I was trying to do the kid and play, and what else could I do back then? Like, some, you know, some Will Smith dances, but it just, they weren't feeling it.
Like the running man? You did a little running man behind her? That would be pretty cool.
I have a feeling all that ended up on the cutting room floor.
I want to see all of that. That's the part I want to see.
Did the people at the Bluebird Cafe actually just turn around in their chairs?
It's amazing how quickly the place emptied out.
Okay, so I want to know more about the smart home, though. So what kinds of awesome things can you give us a little sneaky peek at what we're going to find in that home?
Well, probably my favorite room, and I know Mark will freak out about this as well. So usually when you walk into a basement, it's really dark, and it's usually wasted space. But here, it's a walkout basement, so you have great natural light. And the basement, they actually have a projector screen. And usually when you have a projector screen, it's not that clear. But this is actually a 4K projector, so it's four times the clarity of your high-def TV.
No.
So four times the clarity of your high-def TV, which blows your mind, because most TV channels they're not even up to that technology yet.
That is blowing my mind. It's like what's happening on that screen is like in real life. Like, I could totally be tricked into thinking that, whatever's on TV is really happening in my backyard.
I know, and you sit there on the couch in your basement with your tablet in front of you. You push a button, and this 120-inch screen drops down from the ceiling. And so you don't even see it until you push a button. And so you're sitting there on the couch, you push a button, the screen drops down. You push another button, and the projector, starts playing. Then you can play music through it. You can watch TV, movies. I mean, it's an incredible basement. And then on the other side of the basement is the stage area that I was telling you about. So it's got guitars. It's got signed guitars. I mean, it's got all of this stuff. And when you're on the stage performing on the other side of the basement, there's actually a little GoPro in the ceiling that is pointed at you, and you push a button, and you can actually project yourself onto the 120-inch screen.
That is ridiculous. Okay, so here's where my mind goes. When I was a kid, I liked to watch The Jetsons. Now, do they have any of those, those tubes you go into that dress you and shower you, and then you go down the conveyor belt, and then the food comes out and everything like that? Is Rosie there, too?
Well, so you talked about shower. So in the master bedroom, in the bathroom, the shower, so you wake up in the morning, and it's a Saturday. You don't feel like getting out of bed, right? So, again, you grab your little tablet, you push a button. You can have the shades go up and down just with the tablet. You can turn the TV on with your tablet. And also, the shower, you can turn the shower on. There's like a little button you can push to turn the shower on, and there's different settings. So, when you're in your car and, you're setting A, Teresa and Mark, you're setting B, you can hit B. So, Mark, when you get in the shower, it goes to the temperature you want, all the different heads go on that you want, and there's a TV in the shower.
No. I would never not be watching TV
really?
In this house.
No, really. All it needs is a conveyor belt or a couple of handsome men to carry me around my home. I think that's all I would need, really.
Oh, my.
Okay, so tell us about the kitchen. What is amazing in the kitchen?
So the kitchen, kitchen's beautiful. The kitchen, and then they call it the great room. So the great room has, 25-foot ceilings, huge open space, beautiful room, and they're connected. So that's the room where, when you ever have company over, everyone always just ends up in the kitchen. So here it's like the kitchen and the great room. So you have like this open space, great for entertaining. The kitchen's beautiful. It's functional. I mean, it's got one of those cool faucets that you don't have to touch it. You just kind of wave your hand around and it goes on.
I like that. Now, of all of the awesome things at the HGTV Smart Home, what is the one thing that you, if you could have anything in there to bring back to your house, what would you take?
Wow.
Yeah.
What would I take?
Hard to pick, right?
That is hard to pick,
that your wife would allow you to have.
That she? Oh, now that's a whole different question. I think it would probably be. So when you're sitting in the great room, which is right off the kitchen, so you sit on this couch, and the thing I love about the smart home is that there's TVs in most of the rooms, but they're not right out there prevalent, so they don't take up the entire space. So if you're sitting there in the great room entertaining, you're sitting there looking at this beautiful fireplace that goes up the whole length of the wall. And you don't really see a TV, but there's a TV on the sidewall. But you sit there on the couch, you push a button with your tablet, and when you turn the TV on, it's on an arm, and it like moves out automatically and tilts, so that way when you're sitting right there on the couch, it comes out at an angle, turns, tilts down, and is in perfect view.
Unbelievable.
Like it
that.
Knows you're there.
Optimum angle, smart
yeah.
TV, and it's out of the way so that it's not like being at a sports bar
right.
where everything's a TV. You can't not see a TV.
Right, and I think that's actually something that Peyton would like as well, because, you know, if you have company over and you're sitting around, you want to talk. You don't want the TV to be right there. But then once the company leaves, or if you have your friends over to watch a game, you can push a button, and then the TV will come out, so that way you can watch it.
You are definitely a good husband, because I can imagine that when you were a single boy, if you had friends over to just talk, I don't think that would have happened. Mark, did you do that? Did you have friends over
what?
When you were single to
what?
Just sort of hang out and talk?
What guys just hang around and talk?
I know. You come over to watch the game.
Yeah,
you come over to
exactly.
have some beer.
Yeah. Hey, look, there's a ball.
But
want to throw it?
But
okay.
once you're coupled
stop
up.
Stop talking to me.
I know, but once you're coupled up, that's what we like to do. We like to hang out. What's going on? What's new?
Chris, what kind of is your favorite is your favorite teacup? To sit in,
well, Mark,
you know.
Funny you should ask me that.
Oh no! That's so good.
So you've got to check out the HGTV Smart Home that you can also enter to win.
Yeah.
And also check out the National Healthy Homes Conference that Chris will be at. And check us out.
Yes.
We have to take a break.
We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. Curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-Tru fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-Tru.com and Fypon.com.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life. My wife's here. Her name's Teresa.
Oh, that's me. Oh, my goodness gracious. And you're my husband, Mark.
That
my carpenter,
is.
Mark.
And we're joined by Uber designer. Uber. I can't wait to meet her in Nashville.
Yes.
Can't wait in
going
person.
On down to Nashville to check out the smart home that she is a co-host of. How are you, Tiffany?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good, party people. Y'all sound like y'all having a real good time up in that studio.
Oh, we are having a good time because we're together and we're in love. Right, honey?
Aww.
That's so lame.
Oh, I thought that was a good thing to be in love.
Isn't
that what everybody wants?
It's not the juju she's after. It's
oh.
all like disco balls and like we're, you know,
oh, yeah.
I don't know what people are doing.
He's
but
got
it's,
his,
not,
his
it's
John,
not a Hallmark car.
Mark's got his John Travolta
right.
jumpsuit on. He's getting all into it with his disco, right? Yep. No?
Yes, that's what I was looking for.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, Tiffany. I stopped paying attention about 35 seconds ago.
Oh, but Tiffany, you are co-host of The Smart Home on HGTV and the special premieres on April 18th, and you co-host with Chris Lambton, and he said that you guys had to do some performing on a stage somewhere and that you kind of brought the talent to that whole thing.
Oh, my gosh. Chris is lying. he's not talking about the performing on the stage in the house, but we tried, and that's all I was doing, and that's all I can guarantee is me trying to bring some stuff,
well,
bring
what,
a little bit of,
what
of,
is
of
your
design talent swagger.
I love you. I don't even know what you said. And
I like
you.
Design talent swagger. It's good.
What song did you sing?
Oh, my God. I sang a plethora of songs. I think I did Proud Mary by Tina and Ike Turner. What else did I sing? Of course, I did something by Purple Rain. I really don't know how much is going to actually make the tape, though, because, you know, they got to edit all that stuff down. So they'll probably catch my lips moving, but you can't tell what I'm singing. But I know I did Prince, and I know I did a little bit of Tina Turner.
Oh, I absolutely love that.
You've got to post a sound clip at Tiffany B Decor 8
yes.
on Twitter.
I'd like a little bit of that. And I'm excited, too, because we're going to not only see you, because we're going to go down and look at the smart home, but we're also going to the Healthy Homes Conference, too, together at the end of May in
yes.
Nashville.
you know, I'm giving a little speech. I'm doing some things with that as well. So we're going to be together for a while during that whole stint. You guys are probably going to get sick of me and Chris.
You kidding me?
I'm
holding
okay.
your hand the whole time.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
Get ready. It's not a gentle experience. You're going to be running up and down stairs. You're going to be jumping off of stages. It'll be crazy.
Yeah, Tiffany, say something funny now.
right.
Well, let's just jump into the smart home because I want to know, you know, what is the thing in there that you would have wanted to take home with you if you could have put it on the airplane with you?
Oh, my God. My favorite feature, but I can't put this in on an airplane.
Okay.
But hands down, my favorite feature in the entire house was everything happening in the bedroom. I absolutely love the idea that from the comfort of my bed, I would be able to program my shower, adjust the bed to my comfort level, lift and lower the shades, dim the light, and set alarms. All while I'm tucked into a damn bed. I love all of that. And I'm sitting here like, okay, my house does not have this inside of it. And you know how you, and you guys are married. You guys have those arguments. Okay, this light is left on. Who's going to get up? Because I know that's what happens in my house. But this one little gadget that's installed on a tablet solves all of that. All of it. So hands down, I would say I would probably tuck away and pack that entire bedroom and all the functionality of it and put it in my suitcase and steal it and come back to Chicago.
So the HGTV smart home is the HGTV smart marriage home is what you're saying.
I'm telling you. I mean, you were talking about marriage counseling for real happening in that just that bedroom.
That, I mean, that is awesome. We live in such a busy world that we need help. I mean, it just we need help to solve the problems that we have.
But can you imagine, like, our ancestors thinking about us laying in bed, turning on our shower, because they didn't have showers. They didn't have any of that stuff.
Are you kidding me? They all slept in the same bed.
I know, like Charlie Bucket.
Yeah, Charlie Bucket.
Grandparents.
Yeah, that's not a made up for fiction. That's the way it used to be.
Yeah, but can you imagine, though, like, how pampered we must seem that we've gotten to the place where, you know, we can...
Food grows in the grocery store.
Can take care of our all of our needs from our bed, laying down.
I know.
It's as the Romans wanted it to be.
We're all going to be overweight and lazy, and I love it. I love where we're going with this.
That's it. I'm eating Ho-Hos right now. Talking on it. I mean, not even talking with Teresa. I'm talking through a tablet from another room.
Oh, really?
No.
I hear that.
Not true. I had to hustle up here.
Okay.
But, okay, so take us into another room in the minute we have.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, the absolute hands down, my favorite room besides bedroom was the lower level, which is the basement to people up in the Midwest area as myself. The basement had everything. I mean, you're talking about jam-packed with entertainment features. I mean, there was a point in time where I was just sitting there on the sofa, and Chris pushes like a combination of three buttons, and all of a sudden this big screen just drops down from the ceiling. And then we had a stage. Y'all heard about the clips from the stage, but the stage is real. And in Nashville, you have to have a stage. But I feel that in that basement alone, I could probably live down there, call up 15 of my friends when I want them over and entertain and have a party for real.
I hope
you are a party contained in your own self.
I want to be one of those 15 friends, though. I want to be in there. But we do have to go to break.
We'll be back with more. Check out the HGTV Smart Home and Tiffany Brooks. We'll see you right after this. I might fix it up live.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And you're inside my Fix It Up Life with my colorful life.
Ooh, and my color-loving husband, Mark.
You always have a splash of color, even if you don't feel well. You're remarkable in that regard.
Well, you know what I always say is that the days to dress up the most are the days you feel the worst, because if you dress more than what you feel, like instead of wearing a baggy sweatshirt and, you know, cutoffs or whatever when you don't feel well and just curling up and having your hair go in 47 different directions, like put makeup on, put jewelry on, wear a dress. It actually helps you be in a better mood, and it actually makes me feel better.
Well, I believe that. It doesn't work for me. I want to be in a cocoon and sweat it out.
No, you want to look your best when you don't when you feel your worst. I think maybe Kate might agree. Kate Smith?
I absolutely agree.
Oh, you're a color expert, so I'm right, Mark.
You're right for you, Mrs. Universal Everything. I've now proclaimed what is right for everyone.
I have.
You're not Frank Lloyd Wright. You're just right about you.
Oh, maybe I should change my last name to Wright.
Yeah, maybe we should ask Kate Smith, Sensational Color, about picking the right color. And this is a good question, because design jumps across this razor's edge of, you know when it's right, but there's no real definition of what's right. So what's right, Kate? Tell me what to do.
Well, first of all, Mark, I will agree with you that there's, you know, colors that are right for you. Everybody has certain things that they, you know, that are right for them. And we'll talk a little bit about that. And Teresa, you're right, too, because I'll tell you what, if you're not feeling your best, putting on a little bit of color, whether it's just a lipstick, or, you know, a whole outfit can certainly lift your spirits, because colors do affect our moods. So when you're choosing colors, those are both things to think about, is that there's certainly things that are going to resonate with one person more than another. And when you're picking colors, whether it's for your wardrobe or your home, you want to find the colors that are right for you. So how do you do that?
Kate, that's fantastic, but how do you do it?
Exactly. So what do I do for me? Well, you know what? What I spend a good deal of my time doing is giving people just tidbits of information and lots of more elaborate advice on how to find the colors that are right for them. And I know, you know, we've talked about the e-books I've written before, but I've written two e-books for exterior colors that really walk homeowners through the steps of how they find the colors that are right for them. And maybe more importantly, right for their home, because you want your home to have, you know, there's certain colors that are going to work on different styles of homes, the different materials that you have. You want to look at things like your roof and your stone. And I walk through the process of exactly how to do that, so a homeowner can not only create a home that has a cohesive, beautiful exterior, but one that really speaks to them, their personality, and that they feel good about. Because just like putting on that great outfit, when you pull up at the end of a long day, and Mark, when you're looking for that cocoon, you know, something about pulling up to your home and having it just be so, like, it looks so great, or it just feels so much like you, that it makes you want to, you know, just run inside and say, this is my safe haven. So I think that's important, too. So they can get those books at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or at my website, SensationalColor.com, both places. They're no charge. We're just happy to share the information, because we want people to really feel good about choosing perfect colors for their exterior and knowing exactly how to do that. So both of those books are, those e-books are very helpful in walking through the steps.
I think
so
that's,
you know,
so
another thing is to look at other, you know, other examples of other homes that you like and start to see what, you know, what speaks to you.
Well, I think that's so important, Kate, because, you know, most people can figure out what to wear, you know, what colors to pick for an outfit. Or then, you know, going a step further than that is, like, what color do I paint my living room? But then graduating from that, it's kind of like the graduate course is, like, what do I do with the outside of my house? It's usually something that makes people a little bit – it's a big commitment because my house is big.
Well,
and then
in.
If I pick a color, it's going to be, like, it's all over the place. It's, like, a huge statement that you're making about yourself, your family, and, like, who you are in the whole thing. And then it's a commitment because usually you keep it for a long time. Except, you know, it's not like going to H&M and buying a T-shirt that's going to last you one season. It's $5. It's a big commitment.
No, it, you know what, Teresa, that's so true. And I think there's a couple reasons that it is kind of like the graduate program, is to do your exterior.
One, because you're putting it right out there to the world, you know, immediately to see your decision. What does it look like? How great is it? So people want to feel confident that they've made a truly great decision. And you aren't going to change it, especially if you're adding products other than paint. Even with paint, you're not going to change it because most people aren't doing it themselves on their exterior. Sometimes on the interior they are. But, you know, you're adding a roof or you're adding a new front door, you're adding something else with color, you know, whether it's your trim. All of these elements are going to last a long time. They're made to last long, which is what I love about doing exteriors, you know, is that it's so much it's so much more carefree or maintenance-free now. So once you're making those decisions, you don't want to have to think about it again. The only thing you want to think about is how great it looks.
Well, you know, thinking about it, Kate, I am so excited about the contest. Now, this is the second year about that people can enter to win $5,000 towards their home exterior makeover, and that is huge. That's huge for doing your home exterior.
Well, and you know, it's fun too because we have a contest right now, and I'm one of the judges. So, and I'm loving that because I love looking at what people's homes look like and hearing from them what they'd like to do, how they want to add color and colorful products to the exterior of their home. And it's being sponsored by three fabulous companies, Da Vinci Roofscapes. Their roofs are beautiful. You know, I talk about them quite a bit because I just love the products that they put out. Therma-True Doors. Nothing says, you know, adds to a home more than a gorgeous front door color. And then Fipon Trim. And the trim is really like that little bit of icing and details on the cake. So all of those are great ways to add color to exteriors. So they're sponsoring the contest this year, giving away $5,000. And that's a nice start towards adding color in the Shake It Up Exterior Color Contest. It's on now through the 13th. So people have a good amount of time to enter and tell us, hey, what are they going to do? What do they want to do with color? How could they shake up their home and add something beautiful to their home exterior? So I think it's pretty exciting. We're going to narrow it down to 5 finalists. From those 5 finalists, I'm going to give color advice. I'm going to make some recommendations on their homes, what they could do, what I would recommend as a designer that they do. Then we're going to have a rendering done so they could actually see what those changes would do to their home. And then from there, the public is going to vote for one grand prize winner. So from those 5 finalists, the public will tell us who they think should win the $5,000 grand prize. And the whole contest, in order to enter, would be at the Da Vinci Roofscapes Facebook page. It's a great place to go to get started, to see the details, to start seeing some of the other entries, and to tell us, hey, what do we want to do to give your, you know, their home a facelift?
Well,
doesn't that sound fun?
Kate, I have just elected myself a de facto judge, mostly because I am now in a position to tell people they're wrong. It's absolutely baseless. And
it's all in his own opinion.
But I'm looking forward to getting started right now at Da Vinci Roofscapes Facebook page.
Yes. So everyone listening, go to Da Vinci Roofscapes Facebook page to enter to win that $5,000 towards your home makeover. It's called the Shake It Up Contest. And go to DaVinciRoofscapes.com to check out Kate's ebooks on how to pick the perfect color for your home.
And go there to be told you're wrong by me. All I've taken away from this is hot pink, black, and neon.
All right.
We'll be back with
Please help us.
Brightly colored.
Please help us.
My fix-it-up life right after this. Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show.
So check out more how-to fun at MyFixItUpLife.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and see what we're pinning on Pinterest.
Watch our videos on YouTube and listen to more shows at Blog Talk Radio, 1520 AM in Philly, and on iTunes.
And email us at info@MyFixItUpLife.com. We love to hear your home improvement successes,
your challenges, and your ideas.
So make life fun and join us next time for more My Fix It Up Life.
Might be a little carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. But I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life.